Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Avila goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel bunts towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Colavito moves to third. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 0 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from White to Button, and Carrasquel is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klaus for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cal McLish now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Narragon pinch hits for Cal McLish. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisler covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.